You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Are you ready, Hepcats and Crazy Kittens, to flip-flop and fly to the sky, to jump, jive, and wail with the sail, to move and groove to soothe your very soul with the soul that came before rock and roll? I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at, ready to do the do just for you and bring you a solid hour of the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the juke in the back. Because, baby, for all this great rhythm and blues music, you can't trust the jukebox in the front of the establishment. You must go to the Hep Juke in the back. And each week on this program, we are building the bridge between the big bands of World War II and the post-war rhythm and blues combos that led up to the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. And if you've listened to this program for any period of time, you know that I love to shine the spotlight bright on the musicians behind the scenes that made such a big impact. Sometimes we featured cats who didn't have any hits, but were influential. Other times we featured songwriters and producers. And this week is no different, as we feature an instrumentalist that was truly one of the top in his field. He was a pianist with memorable riffs. Usually when we think about a hook of a song, sometimes it's a saxophone, sometimes it's a guitar, other times it's a phrase or a chorus. But this guy, his piano licks were the hooks. I'm talking about one of rhythm and blues' true eccentrics, Van Piano Man Walls. Now, you may have seen his name on some Big Joe Turner records. You may know that he played with a lot of Atlantic artists, and you might even know that he released a few singles. But this week, we are going to take a look at Van Piano Man Walls' influence. Now, of course, I'm not going to play everything he played on, but I'm going to pick the highlights, the songs you may not have realized he was on, as well as some of his records that never, ever get played. So, baby, you are in for a treat this week, because the juke is loaded with some of the greatest records of early rhythm and blues, as we feature Harry Van, known to the world as Van Piano Man Walls, born on August 24th, 1918, in Millersboro, Kentucky. In 1927, the Van family moved to Charleston, West Virginia, where Harry's mother taught music in school, and Harry began to sing in the choir at Beulah's Church in Charleston. Harry started to play piano in the church and got his first taste of the blues through the music of Jay McShann, which he heard on the radio. Jay was a very talented boogie-woogie pianist, and his band spawned the career of Jimmy Witherspoon, among others. While playing around the clubs of Charleston, West Virginia, Harry started to get noticed, and he even got his own 15-minute radio show on WCHS. That exposure brought him to the attention of Cal Greer, a local band leader who took him on tour. They started playing the mill towns around West Virginia, Virginia, and even into Ohio. He dug Ohio and ended up settling in Columbus, forming his own group and playing in the local Columbus scene. At this time, Harry was playing the blues and changed his name to Van Walls. Walls after the surname of his stepfather, and Van, his original last name, he took it as his first name. His group was called Van Walls and His Blues Band. It's now the late 1940s, and Van Walls' group is one of the biggest attractions in the Columbus music scene. And you know who comes to town? Tenor saxophonist Frank Cully, along with Almut Ertegun, who's just about to start Atlantic Records. They ask Van to bring his band back to New York with them And he does. And they settle in for the first couple of sessions Atlantic Records holds, which spawned a number 11 record for Frank Culley in 1949, Coleslaw. But while the rest of his band returns to Columbus, Van Walls remains in New York City, becoming an early session musician for Atlantic. Let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back with a session held on September 14th, 1949 in New York. It was his fourth session with Frank Culley, and this is great because he's not only playing a fantastic boogie-woogie piano on this record, but he's jiving back and forth with tenor saxophonist Frank Culley as they each take impressive solos. The song is named after the Rum Boogie Club in Columbus. And of course, the record didn't do anything. But who cares? It's a fantastic record and a perfect way to introduce this week's Juke in the Back feature on Van Piano Man Walls. Here's Rum Boogie Jive by Frank Floor Show Culley and his band.
Tell me, why do you play the boogie woogie so low down?
Man, because the chicks love this playing, man.
Well, what do they love about it that's so great?
No, it's high note.
The high note?
Yeah, listen.
Well, then let me listen to it. They tell me they got a joint in your town called the Rum Boogie.
That's right.
Well, tell me a little something about it.
Man, you talking about some fine chicks? Man, them chicks really jump, man.
Do they really jump, man?
Yeah, man. Man, they got a cat that can blow, man. They talking about a chick dancing. Man, you ought to be at the Rum Boogie.
Can they really do the coffee grinder like you say when the cat blow that tenor horn?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna blow it now. Give me a little tumble with blowing this horn like I'm blowing it?
Yeah, man, yeah.
And what do you say if we take you on back down and let you play some more boogie woogie? Now go on and blow.
Thank you.
After Hours Session, a piano blues classic, and it actually charted, if you can believe that, went to number 10 in early 1950 for Frank Floor Show Cully. Why is he called Floor Show? Well, one of his early instrumental songs was Floor Show, and the name just stuck. After Hours Session was the flip side of Rum Boogie Jive, and at about 30 seconds in, you can hear somebody say, "Mr. Van, play them blues." It doesn't sound like Frank Cully to me, but it could be, or it could be one of the other guys in the band. Who's in the band? Well, we're not really sure. Atlantic wasn't keeping the best session records at this time. Up next, the demands for Van Walls expand to other labels, notably Savoy Records. Here he is, backing up bluesman Brownie McGee and the X-Rays on this tasty mid-tempo number. It's possibly Milt Larkins on the trombone, Hal Cornbread Singer on the tenor, Brownie McGee on guitar and vocals, and the rest of the band is unknown. The X-Rays are the vocal group backing him up. Here's Brownie McGee with the X-Rays and a nice piano solo featuring this week's spotlight, Van Piano Man Walls. Here's Feed Me, Baby.
Come on, fix me a plate, big butter beans and rice. I want plenty of beans and ham hock on the side. I want plenty of beans and ham hock on the side. Come on, fix me a plate, big butter beans. Well, feed me, baby, haven't it since last night. Yes, feed me, baby, haven't it since last night. Come on, fix me a plate of big butter beans and rice. Feed me, feed me, feed me.
Thank you.
baby, I want some butter, please, and rye.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
This is Bobby the Bobcat. You're listening to Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Da 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 da.
How I feel. 6 months ain't no sentence. No one, yeah, ain't no time. Think I'm rocking and rolling, doing one till 99. La 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 la. La. La.
la. Na 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 na, la la la, that ain't all. You know what I'm talking about, boys, and I've had a ball. Rolling and reeling, baby, it's real gone. Now you have heard my story. Yes, that's all I've got to say. Well, bye, 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 baby. Yes, spider's going away.
Tinana. What a tune, written by Smiley Lewis and originally recorded by him by just a few weeks, it looks like. And Atlantic Records got Van Piano Man Walls along with Brownie McGee to record that version and try to capture that New Orleans rhythm and blues sound to take away sales from Smiley and Imperial Records. How'd that work out? Well, neither version charted, but both versions are good. Brownie McGee was under contract, so he couldn't use his real name. So on the label it says Vocal by Spider Sam. The label also reads that Tinana is by Van Piano Man Walls and his After Hour Session Boys. So they're trying to play up that big number 10 record he had with Frank Cully. Before Tinana, we heard Airmail Boogie, a modernized version of the Glenn Miller classic Airmail Special. This one was done by tenor saxophonist Freddie Mitchell. Van is, of course, playing those 88s, and it was released on Derby Records in 49. So even though Van Piano Man Walls, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, is doing some session work with other labels, Atlantic is still his main paycheck. And it's about to get better. Or is it? Van did a session for Atlantic on April 19th of 51. It was a real weeper. It became one of Atlantic's biggest records, topping out at number 2 in June of 51. Not only did Atlantic put Van's name on this record, they also gave him half the writing credit, with the other half going to label president Ahmet Erdogan. Here's the thing though, in later issues of the record, Walls' name is dropped from the writing credit and the publishing dried up. I guess it was too big a hit to keep his name on it. And Van Walls was such an eccentric that he didn't really pay much mind to this sort of thing. He just took it as it came. He would arrive at recording sessions dressed in full Sherlock Holmes garb, complete with the hat, the pipe, and the cape. Have you guessed what song I'm talking about yet? Van's piano playing really sets the atmosphere on this one. But it's Joe Turner that brings it home. Here's Joe Turner with Van Piano Man Walls and his orchestra and Chains of Love.
Chains of love has tied my heart to you. Chains of love that made me feel so blue. Thank you. me. Until the day I die. Well, if you're gonna leave me, please won't you set me free? Me free. I can't stay here with these chains. Listen, you stay on here with me. Well, 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, and the moon is shining bright. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. The moon is shining bright. I'm just sitting here wondering.
Slaughter. I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry all face ruling. A mint julep. Oh, mint julep was the cause of it all. From now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I got it. 6 extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a man in julep, a man in julep, a man in julep, a man in julep. One man in julep was the cause of it all.
The Clovers with another monster hit for Atlantic Records. Hitting number 2 in April of 52, it was recorded on the 19th of December of 51. I'm playing these records by other artists because it really shows how influential and important Van Piano Man Wall's piano playing is to rhythm and blues. One Mint Julep is a great example. Walls doesn't even get the solo on that record. However, it's his high note tinkling that's the real hook of that song. I mean, when you think about One Mint Julep, besides the lyrics, what comes to mind? Probably the piano lick. That's how important Van Walls was to early rhythm and blues. And if you're Ahmet Erdogan at Atlantic, you gotta have this guy on every session. He's making a difference. He's employee of the month. He's employee of the year. Well, as they say, the hits just keep on coming. And Van's piano is dancing all over this next single. This one hit number 3 in April of 52. So while One Mint Julep was at number 2, Sweet 16 from Big Joe Turner is at number 3. And Van Piano Man Walls is all over both of those records. The cool thing about Joe Turner records at this time is that at least Van Walls is getting some label recognition. He's listed with Joe Turner's name. On other records, he's just part of the orc. So here we go with some more superb piano playing from this week's Juke in the Back feature, Van Piano Man Walls. Here's Joe Turner with Sweet 16.
Give me 5, 10, 15 hours of your love. broad daylight. I wanna thrill you, thrill you, thrill you, till the sun is shining bright. So give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you. So give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you. Give me 15 hours and I'll prove my love to you.
Ruth Brown laying down the sound that's all around with 5, 10, 15 hours, baby. Recorded February 13th of 1952. It went to the top of the rhythm and blues lists in May. And of course, that's Van Piano Man Walls, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, tickling those ivories all over that record, sounding so good. We also have to give a shout out to Willis Gator Tail Jackson for blowing a mean tenor on that record as well. There you go, Van Walls on a number one record for Atlantic. And the label thought so highly of him that they let him lead another session. This one took place on October 7th of 52 and yielded a great blues instrumental single. And we're going to hear both sides of that single. Let's kick it off with a tune where Van is kind of recycling his lick from One Mint Julep. Dig on it right here on the intro of Blue Sender, which of course didn't chart, but this was a double-sided gold mine of piano blues. It's Van Piano Man Walls, this week on the Juke in the Back with Blues Sender.
Thank you. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. And this week we're featuring the great session pianist Van Piano Man Walls. So let's get down to a song that's sometimes referred to as After Hour Session Number 2. It was recorded with Frank Cully at Atlantic on August 12th of 1950, and it's one of the best examples of Van Piano Man Walls' blues playing that you're going to find. It's also this week's Great 78. Here's Frank Floor Show Cully and his orchestra featuring Van Piano Man Walls with Gone After Hours.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Thank you.
promise the flip side of Blue Cinder. That's After Midnight. Van Piano Man Walls, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. One of the great pianists of early rhythm and blues. One of those architects of the music that just doesn't get the recognition he truly deserves. That's why we're highlighting him this week on the Juke in the Back, your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. I'm your furry leader and host, Matt the Cat. Next, Van is teamed up with a vocal group called the Rockets for Open the Door, a slow blues. Here's an interesting tidbit, though. If you look at the label, it reads Van Walls and the Rockets. So they took the piano man out, but they also spell his first name with two N's, which is exactly how his surname was spelled back when he was Harry Van. But when he took the moniker Van Piano Man Walls, he was Van with one N. Hey man, I can't explain it, I just report on it. This session was held on the 30th of December, 1952. Here's Van Walls and the Rockets with Open the Door!
Open the door, baby. Baby, please. Open the door.
Come on, Clarice. Open the door. Unlock the door.
Open the door, baby. Baby, please. Open that door.
Come on. I've got something I want to show you. Baby, be nice, baby. Open the door.
If you open the door, baby, I won't stay out late no more. I had a plenty of money. My friends all let me down. Now I ain't got no money. Only you could be found. Open the door, baby.
Come on, baby. Open the door. You know I love you.
Baby, please, open the door.
Come on, baby, I got a present for you. I want to see you. Just unlock the door.
If you open that door, baby, I won't stay out there no more.
Please, baby.
You know I love you, darling. I love you all for myself. Now you done left me for somebody else. Open the door, baby.
Come on, Clary. Come on, open the door,
baby. Baby, please. Open the door.
Baby, it's cold out here. Just open the door. Just unlock the door.
If you open that door, baby, I won't stay out there no more.
All right, darling. You can come in now.
We had to get a vocal group on this week's show. Those are the Rockets with Van Walls, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back. Van's final session for the Atlantic label was held on November 3rd, 1955. And we'll close down this week's program with a signature tune that was recorded at that session in just a moment. But what happened to Van after leaving Atlantic in 55? Well, he joined the group the Knight Riders as their pianist and organist and remained with them for about almost a decade. The Knight Riders made some great records, but I chose not to play them on this week's show because none of the records really highlight Van. He's playing with the group, but I wanted to focus on Van's best piano tunes, the ones that really highlight his talent. He was also on a great record from Cozy Eggleston, Big Heavy in 1954, but his piano playing is in the background, so that's why I didn't play that one. Sometime in the early 60s, Van stopped playing with the Knight Riders and moved to Montreal, where he formed another band and played around the Montreal clubs for many years. In the 1980s and 90s, he re-emerged, playing gigs around New England and New York. He also recorded a few albums in the 90s, and in 1997 was recognized with a Pioneer Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. Van Piano Man Walls succumbed to cancer on February 24th, 1999, at the age of 80. And the best ending to this story is that he played piano in the cancer ward almost to the day he died. A true legend dedicated to his craft. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's spotlight on one of the greatest pianists of early rhythm and blues, Van Piano Man Walls. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close it down with a session held on November 3rd, 1955, his last for Atlantic Records. And who was he with? His old pal, Big Joe Turner. He went out with a bang and another big hit, a song that hit number two in April of 1955. Here's Joe Turner in orchestra featuring Van Piano Man Walls with Boogie Woogie Country Girl. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on that flip side. Bye-bye.
She wears low overshoes, dungaree, red jacket, short. If you please, mom, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, what I mean, mom, boogie woogie country girl. Now you dig that music with a beat rocking, rolling. Is a meet my boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. On Saturday night she comes to town to play the jukebox and let the hair on down. My boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. And I roll. Cherry, she can milk a cow. Don't like squares, God, daddy taught her how. Boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. She's up every morning about half past five to let the goldfishes, cause it keeps you alive. My boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. Well, what I mean, my boogie woogie country. Hang around, dig my baby, cause she really goes to town. My boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. Well, you dig what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. Yeah, swinging band, like a good rocking band. Yeah, my knees start to knocking, and I love to start to rocking. Yeah, my boogie, boogie woogie country girl. Muted.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.